Welcome back to the Ticket Travel and the best events in your city on Mark's last day before his holidays.
Yeah, I can't wait for my holes. I'm going to be packing my bag. I'm straight out the office as soon as the show's over. Pack my bag and I'm on a flight at 2:30 in the morning.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
God, that's fast. I thought you would have been the kind of guy who would like a day in between.
Well, I've been packing for, you know, a few nights
weeks.
Now. Yeah, yeah.
Packing yeah, and then unpacking.
All the cases are out there on the bedroom floor. Yeah. Yeah.
Have you done your list of stuff you need in your bag?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've done all that.
I tick it off.
I physically tick it off before it goes in.
And I imagine you've got some new T-shirts in there.
Yeah, I've got T-shirts, gifts for my son. Yeah, I've got, that's it. I've got a call in Dubai Mall for the last T-shirt on the way home.
And because it's your son's 18th birthday whilst you're there, isn't it?
Yeah, one of us is 18 and one of us is 58. And I'm going to post a picture, see if you can tell the difference.
I don't know. You're looking quite good for your age, Mark.
Thank you.
Right, we just played a clip of that song that musician did.
Wasn't it great?
Oh, it was so good. He got his guitar broken on United Airlines, was it?
Yeah.
So he wrote a song about it. It was a Taylor guitar. We're getting lots of text messages in saying a Taylor could cost you anything from 2,500 dirhams to 20,000 dirhams.
Yeah, another message from Majdi saying $500 to $15,000. Well, they obviously they do a fair range of guitars.
I'm amazed that they just fixed it, because I would think once a guitar's been snapped in half, it would kind of ruin the acousticness of it.
All right, guitar friends, can you repair a snap guitar and make it sound as good as it was before it was snapped?
Nazar says, an airline broke my baby's stroller from Dubai to JFK, but they paid for a new one promptly. Good way to get a new stroller, that.
Yeah, fancy. I don't know what happens at the baggage end, but one year when we were going back to India, my newborn received our luggage with broken handle and locks, had a tough time to get them packed, got the bags back and gave it back to the vendor, who replaced them with another brand new bag as the company had wound down.
That's something that I worry about on the odd occasion, the zip breaking.
Yeah.
That does panic me. If that happened, I don't know what I'd do.
Your unmentionables falling out.
And Alex says, I don't care if they toss my bags around, as long as there are no fragile items in there. I usually always try and take my guitars as a carry-on. It's a good idea. If I've got two with me, then I'll pack one in the case really well, and I'll buy insurance for it too. Mm. Great point. Thanks
keep
a lot for all those
in.
Texts.
Yeah, keep them coming in on 4001. Now, I was just trying to tote up yesterday the number of countries that I've been to, and it was round about the 48, 49 mark.
Honestly?
Which isn't bad, you know, I mean, it's not bad going. Have you ever done that?
I grew up in the northeast of England, and holidays for us were like an hour in the car. So I think I've been to about 9.
Okay.
Not very many.
Well, you've been to a few since you've been on this show, haven't you?
Yeah.
So it's starting to bump up a little bit. But yesterday, I was very lucky to get to talk to a guy, a Danish chap by the name of Henrik Jeppesen. And when it comes to travelling, this guy takes the biscuit, let me tell you. And I asked him just how many places he'd actually been to.
I've been to every country in the world. So I completed that in April. On April 1st, I arrived in Asmara, Eritrea. And since then, I have... I continue to travel. I just completed every province in South Africa, and I have now stayed at 50 private island resorts in the Maldives. So there's still a lot of travel going on. In numbers, I go for the United Nations list, so that's 193 countries. But I'm also trying to complete all the territory, so that's places like Tibet, Greenland, places that are not, and a lot of places that are not recognized as countries. It all started when I went alone to Egypt when I was 17 years old, and then I went to Southeast Asia on my own, went back to Europe and traveled a bit, and then in 2010 I decided to try and travel full time. And in the beginning, my target was 100 countries, because I had this thing that obviously I would not be going to very dangerous countries. So. But then after 100, I felt more comfortable going to places like Iraq, Somalia, and these places.
You said he's in his 20s, this guy?
Yeah, 27, and 193 countries. He gets around a bit. He certainly, he's been on the move. There's no two ways about it. And he went on to tell me that he really had no idea. When he started, he'd no idea that this was going to become such an obsession and such a full-time, you know, career for him almost.
No, I had no idea, because it's all a process. At that time, I just wanted to travel like any other young person that takes some time off to travel. But when I reached around 100 countries, or when I reached 100 countries in 2012, I think it was, I thought, well, maybe I can visit every country in the world, and then I can share all my stories, do lectures. I was actually in Dubai a couple of months ago and doing a lecture, so... I enjoy that, sharing my experiences from around the world now.
That's something you have to decide on before you leave, because you have to keep that diary from day one.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, you don't want to be thinking of forgetting things, do you?
It'd be very difficult to think back and go, oh, which country was that again?
Yeah, now you would think, you know, when he reached his 193rd country, his last country, that he'd have a big celebration, wouldn't you? It was April 2016. Here's what he did.
No, unfortunately no, because electricity was off at the hotel, so I had no Wi-Fi. I had no light in my room. I used a flashlight from my phone, and then I went to bed. So, and waited for the Wi-Fi to come on the next morning so I could tell everyone. So it was a bizarre experience in that sense. It's the only hotel in the world I've ever stayed where all the electricity has been off. So I had hoped for like at least an online celebration, because I'm always traveling by myself, but I would have liked to tell everyone that, hey, now I'm in my final country. Now I've been to every country. But it was not possible.
It makes me think of, you know, when you pull a party popper and the string just comes out and you go, oh.
Yeah, I mean, he must have been so deflated. How sad is that? And he mentioned there about traveling alone. I asked him, you know, why he does that? And, you know, what's the reason behind just traveling alone all the time?
I would say 98% of the time, maybe I've traveled on my own. Once in a while, people have joined me, but it is very, very difficult and expensive, because traveling in between third world countries many times is very expensive, especially flying between countries in Africa. And otherwise, you'd have to take public transport, which maybe cost $10 or $20. But it's the most uncomfortable way of traveling you can imagine. They take a car and they put in maybe 9 people in a car that's meant for 4 people. And that's how you travel on the cheap in places like Africa. And in the last 4 years, I've mostly done third world countries. So, yeah, I would have liked to share more of these moments with people, but it's just not been possible.
I wouldn't have fancied that. It doesn't sound very safe, does it?
Me neither, no. He's quite a traveller, though, is Henrik. And it got me thinking about his passports and how many passports he's got.
Yeah, I think I'm traveling on my 10th or 11th passport now, so it's a lot of stamps getting in and out of these countries, and also I've been back to many countries again and again multiple times, so it takes up a lot of space, especially Africa, especially the African countries, because they take a whole page and then usually a stamp or two besides the visa itself, so it takes a lot of passports to visit every country.
And have you kept them all for the memories of those stamps?
I live a very minimalistic life. I don't own more than just a laptop, a phone, and a little bit of clothes, I think. So, and then my passports. And my passports are actually kept in a bank safe box in the bank. Because in case of fire in my own house or, you know, break-in, I won't risk losing my passport. It's the most valuable thing I own, are all these passports. And also it's the proof of everywhere you've been. So, yeah, I keep them very safe.
I often long to live a life like that with just a few possessions.
Yeah.
Just traveling.
But it's not all it's cracked up to be. He's stayed in some pretty stunning hotels in his travels, but he's also spent a lot of nights roughing it.
My hardest night, it's been sleeping in airports, public places. So, and my best night has been, I would say, countryside hotels or lodges in Africa, like the Singita Group. They have, I think they have 9 lodges all over Africa, in different countries in Africa. And I've been to 7 of them, very exclusive, in Tanzania. They put a lot of money into it every year just to make it run, because the cost of operation is very expensive. Like, I've been told that the chef there has a private plane he can take with a pilot to go fishing, because otherwise the lodge would not get fresh fish. And that's just one of many things that they do to the extreme, because normally when I travel around Africa in these remote lodges, you don't get fresh food like that. I stayed in Burj Al Arab in Dubai in 2009, and at the time I thought that was the most amazing experience. But now I prefer more smaller hotels with great food and personalized service. So I would probably in the future travel a lot more countryside. And there's still, even though I've been to every country, there's still a lot more to explore.
I always like boutique hotels, you know me, but I've also stayed in the Burj Al Arab, and I loved it, and I wasn't expecting to.
Really?
Yeah.
You had a good time, did you?
I've never felt so relaxed, ever, than the day after that.
I've been there, but never stayed in there. Now, Henrik Jeppesen, this is who we're talking to. We're going to come back after the news. He's been on some spectacular train journeys. He's also had a lot of food poisoning on his trips, and he's been robbed in a city in the UK.
Oh,
we'll find
no.
out more.